The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx and is sponsored by me and my company, D. Joseph Design. I can design stuff for you. Check out my portfolio at D. Joseph Design and contact me through all the normal means. The Ramen Noodle is also sponsored by GoToMeeting and Kitchen PC. And the Ramen Noodle is also sponsored by
FailingStartup.net. Store all of your pictures and documents online at FailingStartup.net. We'll give you the first 1.5 megabytes of storage for free. Unlimited storage is just $489 per month after that. You'll never have to worry about your data lasting forever, because no matter how many awesome features we add, we're guaranteed to get bought out and shut down within just a few years, taking your stuff down in the process. Do everything you ever wanted for free at FailingStartup.net.
I think I hear some angst in there, some anger.
A bitterness.
It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 53. No more politics.
Welcome to another episode of The Madness, The Ramen Noodle.
The Mad Ramen Noodle.
The Mad Noodle.
The Ramen Hatter.
I'm your host, The Ramen Noodle, also known as Daniel J. Lewis. I got mixed up who I was there.
Now he's Daniel J. Lewis.
And I'm a Ghostbuster. No, we are recording this on the eve of post Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Or the post eve of Halloween.
Or November 1st.
Yes. Yeah. So I thought it'd just be good since we don't have like the new theme song ready yet.
Yeah.
If you want help with the new theme song, email us and contact us and stuff. I've got enough people lined up, I think, but I just haven't pulled it together.
I've got enough people lined up, but I just haven't pulled the trigger. Our new theme song is a firing squad. It's a little morbid.
Every gun is carefully tuned to a different key in the scale. It's in the Gregorian scale, though.
Oh.
Or the Gregorian tone.
Interesting.
And big Uber points to anyone who can tell me what notes those are. And what scale that
Uber is. Points are worth at least 5 points each.
Yes.
So I'm Jeremy, by the way.
Yeah, and yeah, welcome. Welcome, Jeremy. And welcome everybody else to the show. This is the clean comedy podcast, the Ramen Noodle, where we give you
ramen noodle
seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day.
That's right.
Oh, we've got a live chat room also every Monday night when we record these at 7 p.m. Eastern time. People are in the chat room to join and chat with us and laugh at us and all sorts of stuff. Let us know when we spelled something wrong in the podcast or whatever. You can join that also every Monday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern time at noodle.mx/live or theramennoodle.com/live. It all goes to the same place. And you can also join us at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time for the Audacity to Podcast live at the same address.
And by us, he means him.
Yeah, that's true. Because it is. I'm the only host in that show. Unless you want to stick around and like say stuff.
Be like, I can't believe you have the audacity to podcast. I'll just say that every couple of minutes.
You know what? I think I might make that a segment. Or like a little segue sound. Just come back through and edit that little spot. And that will be the segue sound.
Really?
Yeah.
So what maybe. I just said has now become history?
Everything you say becomes history. And is forgotten just as quickly.
Oh. You're doomed to repeat it then.
Yeah. Speaking of repeating things, we are happy to welcome back a sponsor, GoToMeeting. Picture this. You're on the phone, trying to explain something, trying to have a meeting, and you can't hear people over the phone.
Or the ghost.
It's one of those conference call things, and people are talking, and they're not talking loud enough, and then they suddenly ask you, hey, what do you think? And you have to ask them, I have no idea what you just said. Can you repeat that? And they get frustrated. You get frustrated. Or they're showing slides and you can't see the slides through your phone unless you have one of those fancy faceplant phones.
And then you can't tell how suitable the slides are for your children to slide down.
If it gets frustrating like that for you, which I'm sure you know that can be so frustrating to host or try and be a part of a meeting over the phone or sometimes even just in person, forget all of that frustration because I have good news. Just use GoToMeeting.com to hold an online meeting. No more of this trying to ask everyone to speak up because they're too far from the phone or some people are too close or the phone does weird things or you can't see their slides. You can see the slides that people are giving in a presentation. They can, or you can share them with others. Everyone can use their microphones or they can type questions. It's really handy, awesome, and easy to set up your meeting on the fly. Everyone simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com. And then they can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. GoToMeeting is brought to you by Citrix, and it's the easiest, most secure way to hold an online meeting. I've used GoToMeeting before. I really have. Seriously, I have. I'm not just like, I used GoToMeeting and used that too. They paid me lots to say this. No, I've used GoToMeeting before, and you have too.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, you know what? There are free services out there. Yeah, but they're crap. They're crap. Try GoToMeeting. You can try it free for 45 days. That's more than a month. That's more than a month of unlimited online meetings.
It's longer than this ad.
Yeah. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the try it free button and use the promo code podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com. Click the try it free button and use the promo code podcast. And that will give you a free 45-day trial because otherwise you just get a 30-day trial. But this code gives you 45 days free. And the Ramen Noodle is also brought to you this week. Episode 53 is sponsored in part by KitchenPC.com. And this is real too. Okay. This isn't fake.
KitchenPC.com.
Yeah. Go there. Check it out. It's a really nice looking site. And what they plan to do is make it where you can plan your meals ahead of time and build a shopping list. You can set your meals onto a calendar and you can track what kind of food you have in your pantry and your inventory and when you're getting low on something, which is handy because so often, picture this. You want to bake something. You go to the cabinet and it's like, oh, crap. I don't have anything with which to bake. What am I going to do? I don't know. Well, if you'd used KitchenPC.com, you would have been much better. And you know what? Right on the front page, and maybe I'll link to this in the show notes, is a noodle meal. It's noodle kugel or kugel.
What?
Noodle.
That's not what I got on the front page.
Oh, well, it was on the front page for me.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Jewish, actually. So if you're a Jew and you want to make something with noodles, then you can try this. But check out the other things. They've got recipes on here and you can track your grocery inventory and lots of stuff. So check it out. That's KitchenPC.com.
Well, Daniel, where can they find you on the web?
I want to thank everyone for listening. No, not quite. We're going to go on with the show.
This Week in Ramen Noodles.
ThisWeekInAds.com. I've actually got a couple things to share, but like I'll say one first and then you can say yours maybe, and then I'll say my other one.
Okay.
First thing is, yesterday, Jenny and I were heathens.
Really?
Yesterday meaning Sunday.
I'm going to say I was looking at the notes and I, for some reason, thought it said war heathers. I was trying to figure that out while you said we're heathens. And then it all made sense. How are
we
you
wore
heathens?
Heathers to church. I'm in a Christmas play. It's
heathen.
Actually,
I can't believe you have the audacity to be in a Christmas play.
The audacity to act. Actually, one of the funniest things I've seen on Twitter, I search for the word audacity all the time, and I see all these tweets with the word audacity in it. And one of them that I've seen is the audacity of nope.
Of nope?
Yeah.
Nice.
But anyway, I'm in this play, and they practice on Sunday evenings. Now, Sundays, we like to still have a restful day. Now, we don't go through like the whole thing of no work absolutely at all and you know, gathering our manna on Saturday. Sunday is this first day of the week, not the seventh day. Mm-hmm. WordPress, fix your site. WordPress defaults to Sunday being the seventh day.
Yeah,
so Matt Mulligan, Mulligwig, whatever, must be Jewish. Or I think he's Jewish.
You are so offensive.
So he should check out that recipe. What we've decided to do is, instead of going to church Sunday mornings, coming home, and then going back for the rehearsals in the evenings, and then coming home before the service, evening service starts, is what we decided is we would go to just the evening service. And just so go early for practice and then stay for the evening service. Which means we get to sleep in on Sunday mornings, which sounds like so heathen. But yesterday, there was no practice, which I didn't remember until Sunday morning when it was too late to get ready to go. And so we just knew that, okay, we'll just go later then because there is no practice. So we'll just go to the evening service without the practice. But then when we were out at the library, I saw a girl from my church and just chatted with her. And I reminded her that, by the way, you know, there's no practice tonight. She said, yeah, there's no church tonight either. And suddenly like, step away, please, because I'm about to be hit by lightning. Because I didn't go to church at all on Sunday. We were heathens. We slept in.
God requires perfect attendance.
Yeah. No, he doesn't, really. Oh, Jeremy, what's happened with you, preferably funny, this last week?
Well, I didn't feel like a whole lot of funny things happened, but my dad said a few strange things.
Uh-oh!
Ow. That kind of hurt my ear. That's it. No.
Okay, let's move on.
For some reason yesterday, my foot hurt a lot. I don't know why. Maybe it was my shoes. Maybe it was the insoles in my shoes. I don't know. There was just some pain in my foot. And I just commented, why does my foot hurt so much today? And my dad said, because it's always in your mouth.
Fits comfortably in there, doesn't it?
No.
Oh.
Well, it's starting to, yeah.
Oh, okay. You're getting used to it. It's kind of growing on you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my foot is growing on me. It's not growing in my mouth, however.
Was that the only thing that you
That's the only thing I want to share.
Oh, okay. He has other stuff, too, but you're going to have to follow him on Twitter. PHLEGON in order to ask him for those other things that he didn't want to share in the podcast.
That's right. That's right.
So you're going to get 1,000 new followers. And even though we don't have that many listeners, but you're going to get 1,000 new followers all asking what this story was.
Well, if I get 1,000 new followers, I'll tell them.
Okay. Well, I do want to tell one other little thing that happened this last Friday. And that is we babysat for some friends so they could go on a date night. A couple that has two kids. They have a little girl and an even littler son. And the little girl was playing with a toy that I just have sitting in my house, and it's this little Alvin chipmunk doll.
Oh, he's made an appearance on the podcast before.
Yeah, I don't know the last episode he was here, but the you press his hair, and then he says,
"Hello, gorgeous."
So it's, "Hello, gorgeous."
And once again, Alvin's talking out of his butt.
Yeah, the speaker really is in his butt.
Sorry. It's hard to resist when I see that. And then you turn him around and you hold the speaker toward the microphone and push the button. You just, it makes it so.
At least I don't pull his finger in order for him to make a sound. Pull his finger and he says, "Hello, gorgeous." But this little girl that we were babysitting couldn't quite say gorgeous.
Uh-oh.
But she thought the toy was really fun. So what she would do is she would say, "Hello, gorgeous."
Gorgeous. Me too. That's how I gorgeous-a. Say it all the time.
Yeah. And or I couldn't tell if it was a G inside or a B. Like it was maybe Gorbachev, in which case I thought maybe she was reading.
Hello, old, Gorbachev.
Yeah. 1990s history of Russia documents, you know, Gorbachev. But she would walk around saying, "Hello, Gorbachev." And that was it. So that's my little sponsor. No, she's
chipmunk
not Russian.
Chipmunk cricket. Ew, that, can you imagine a chipmunk cricket?
A chipmunk cricket.
It'd be like this. It'd be like a cricket, but it'd be furry, and it would run around jumping from tree to tree.
So it would be something a little bit like this.
Yes, like that? That's exactly how that would go.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of how that would go.
Yeah. Really?
We got some voicemail.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
This was sent to us, and you can send your feedback, by the way, to us at feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332. Sarah wrote this.
I am not. Oh, okay.
Sarah wrote this, and she said, "I wanted to thank you for doing such a wonderful, clean, and genuinely funny podcast." I think she meant this for someone else.
Well, she didn't say funny and genuinely clean.
True. Or genuinely wonderful. Or genuinely funny and just kind of wonderful and clean. Or genuinely funny, wonderful, and kind of clean. No, we're clean. I showered this morning, so we're clean.
Oh.
Or at least half of us are. She said, "I tried many podcasts after my favorite podcast, The Late Nobody's Listening." God rest its soul.
Moment of silence. Chipmunk cricket. Chipmunk cricket.
"A podcast that won't soon be forgotten, died. Ended. Or I think it would be retired. It retired.
It was locked in the vault.
It had a good old age and it died. It retired at a ripe old age.
I thought you were going to say it had a good run raisin. And I feel a future noodleism coming on.
Oh, write that down.
I will.
"The Ramen Noodle was and still is the funniest recurring podcast on my iPod. I always anticipate each episode y'all put out." It says y'all. So.
But you get the accent for the one word.
If you want the accent for more than the one word, send money too.
Send money.
"I think that the best episodes are, get this, The Chicken is Revolting." That's the episode where I talked about the washed chicken.
Nice.
That's a classic joke, by the way, guys. You got to go back and listen to it.
You have to go back.
She said, "I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. Now I am really careful about refrigerating food." She washes it now every time.
I know.
And she says, "Of Fleas and Fleagon, which is when I introduced you as the indefinitely permanent co-host, mm-hmm. which is, yeah. And a classic episode, Two Dish, Two Wash. That was either the first or the third episode. I think that was the first episode. And she continues, yes, one of the old ones, which, yeah, that was. I'm pretty sure it was episode one or two. So you can listen to that one. Go way back. And get this, Colin P. was one of her other funny favorite ones.
That one was, of her funny ones was one of our funny ones.
Yeah, one of her favorite of our funny ones. And that one had Kathleen in it. And mm-hmm. she says, and the latest episodes about the wedding and all of the episodes with Mrs. Wife Jenny. I cannot express how thankful I am for your podcast. Y'all certainly do have a leg up on the competition. So are we peeing on the competition?
Oh my gosh.
Here's what I think of your podcast.
Wow.
Remember, leg up was a previous noodleism.
I do. Okay. I think she gets noodleism points.
Yes, she does. Thanks so much and sorry for the incontinence.
I guess that is what she meant.
That's extra points there. She put in a little quotation mark, so she got the extra points.
Good.
Sarah, P.S., congratulations on getting married. Y'all are so sweet together. Thanks, Sarah. Oh, if you guys want to send in your own feedback to us, you can send that too. feedback@noodle.mx, and audio files are welcome to send audio files to that. You can also call in to 859-353-4332 or leave a comment on the show notes at theramennoodle.com/53.
We have a specific thing that we want people to tell us about.
Yes. Do you want to tell them?
I do.
Okay, Jeremy.
We would like you to tell us what you're doing with your extra hour. Daylight saving time is ending next week at the time of this recording. For the U.S.
November, like, 7-ish.
Something like that. Yeah,
November,
you're right.
November 7 at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yes.
That's redundant!
And some of you have already gone off daylight saving time. Some of you don't observe it at all, but if you do, let us know what you...
I don't believe in daylight saving time.
It doesn't believe in you either. Let us know what you've done or what you are planning to do with your extra hour.
In Soviet Russia... daylight savings time throws you back.
I thought you were going to say ends you. Because, yeah. So.
Yeah. Tell us what you did or are planning to do with your extra hour.
Mm-hmm.
I think daylight saving time is just brilliant, though, in this day, because it helps us, gives us more sunlight to harvest our crops from Farmville.
Yes. Yes, it does do that. It's also been dark still at 7:45 a.m. Yeah. this week. And not thrilling.
So send that again to feedback@noodle.mx. Audio files can send audio files or call in to 859-353-4332 or leave a comment on the show notes at theramennoodle.com/53. And now...
Squirrel cricket.
No, now it's time for this.
And now it's time for the weekly noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
This week, I heard something that I thought, I tweeted this out before, and consider the question. Did you pass ... Like, did you pass the exam? Did you pass your test? Did you pass your finals? Did you, did you pass the peas and the corn and the
did you pass the barricade of cops on the road and now they're coming to get you in the background with sirens?
Did you pass the Walmart? Did you, all of these things. Did mm-hmm. you pass?
Yes.
And people readily ask questions like that. But you know what they don't ask? Is generally, when someone has a kidney stone, they don't come up and ask, did you pass your kidney stone?
They might. That somewhat depends on generation. After a certain age, you just get used to that sort of
thing. But the other thing is that, you know, if you accidentally swallow something and then they can ask you...
Not a kidney stone.
Like my little sister recently told me that she had swallowed some Legos. And I asked her, did you ever get it back like a few days later?
Nice.
Did you pass the Lego? So whenever anyone asks, did you pass anything? I want you to imagine one of two things. First of all, did you pass meaning did you poop it?
Oh, gosh. I have no more delicate way of putting this. Did you poop it?
You know, did you poop your test?
Did you pass your test? Wink, wink.
If you know what I mean.
Did your dog pass your test? Because I heard that your dog ate your homework.
When someone is asking for directions... And you ask them, did you pass the Walmart? You can just ask them instead, did you poop the Walmart?
No, you shouldn't. Not all hosts or co-hosts of the Ramen Noodle endorse this use, the actual everyday use of this noodleism.
Well, and the other way that you can imagine it is if someone asks you, did you pass whatever? Just cut them off as soon as they say, did you pass? And then you could say, no, I'm still very much alive. Thank you very much.
What do I look like? A freaking undead?
Am I a zombie?
Or you can quickly say yes and then try to, you know, eat their brains.
Yeah. And then you'll have to pass their brains.
Oh, gosh.
Did you poop their brains?
That is not the episode title. Dang it. I say this one's the mostly clean comedy podcast.
It's clean.
It's clean.
You just have to wash your hands
it's
a little bit.
Dirty clean.
No, not dirty like
the dishwater clean.
If you're fully clean, then you're zestfully.
I mean, Zest doesn't sponsor us at all.
No, I can't remember the commercial. Anyway,
you're not fully clean.
So yeah,
You're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean.
Yeah, that's right. You're not fully clean until you're zestfully clean. Oh, boy. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
So, just imagine whenever anyone asks you, did you pass something, is did you poop it? And that's what they're really asking. And then you could tell them, that's none of your business. That's my business.
Nice. But, like, if you passed a dog, for example, that could mean that you killed the dog. You caused the dog to pass.
No, it means that you... Oh, yeah, true.
So did you pass...
You caused the dog to pass.
Like, they're wondering if you walked by someone on the street, and they're like, did you pass Mary? Which, that could mean, did you... cause Mary to pass on, which hopefully your answer is no, because poor Mary.
Well, something funny about the little girl that we babysat recently is when she expelled methane gases and fumes.
Delightful.
It's funny how different people call that. I hate the word fart.
She called it Gorbachev.
She
said, I'm Gorbachev. So the rest of the time she said, you're Gorbachev.
She just so very politely says, oops, I passed gas.
Are you serious? Yes. You can't say gorgeous, but you can say, I passed gas.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the little girl we babysat. So, did you pass? That's your weekly noodleism. Isn't it good?
Excuse me. I'm just yawning.
Well,
over
you
here.
Know what else is this week or kind of has been this week?
Nope.
Two things.
Wow, two and I missed them both?
Yeah. Well,
I passed them both?
You pooped them both.
Ah.
First is Halloween, and then second is Election Day here in the United States.
Oh, I didn't miss either.
So, did you poop Election Day?
Oh my gosh, no, because it's tomorrow. Wait.
Jeremy pooped Election Day.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
I'm leaving. Target age range 6 to 8.
So this is this is gonna be.
I wondered if you were gonna pass that by.
This is gonna be a series of some little stories of scary things or election humor. And don't get upset at us. We're not gonna be like partisan in some of these jokes or so. First of all, let me start this off.
Bipartisan clean comedy podcast.
I don't watch live TV, so I don't see most of the political ads.
He only watches TV that has passed.
Anyway, well, we'll leave that where it lie,
or is buried.
Yeah, or is laid
past. Ew.
Where it dropped.
Quit going back to that one. I'm choosing to focus on death. It's more pleasant.
At this moment, I get all of this campaign mail in the mailbox.
Huh.
And
I don't.
I've noticed a common theme in the last several pieces that I've received.
Vote.
Whoa, you get the same mail? I've received several different pieces of mail, all basically saying the same thing. Don't vote for this guy. So it's don't vote for this guy. Don't vote for this guy. And they're all saying the same guy. It's like,
except for one that said, don't vote for your mom.
Don't vote for this guy. Well, you know what? None of them tell me who to vote for. It just says, don't vote for this guy. Here's why you shouldn't vote for this guy. Don't vote for this guy. Shouldn't vote for this guy.
So technically,
this guy
if everyone,
is bad. Don't vote for this guy.
If everyone takes the advice they get in their mailbox, I could run and probably be elected because no one knows about me. So they haven't sent out any instructions to not vote for me. And I'm all that's left.
Yeah, it's like, okay, don't vote for him. Who should I vote for? Oh, well, it's kind of a crappy looking name, but sure. I hope this guy passes.
Don't pass my name.
So, also, Halloween is an odd thing that really reinforces why I don't like to answer the door.
We passed Halloween.
Yeah, well, that was recently.
It reinforces why you don't like to answer the door. So you're a hermit noodle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because if you open the door on Halloween evening, whenever the kids are going trick-or-treat, you're liable to be greeted by a zombie, a dead person, a harlot.
Mary Sue, what are you dressing up as for Halloween? A harlot. I'll be Gorbachev.
It's the thing to do, apparently, is like all of these costumes are like sluts.
It's true.
But do you want to answer the door and be greeted by a zombie?
Well, no, because I mean, people have seen enough zombie movies that who knows what might happen. You see a zombie, there's like one reaction. You probably better
get the shotgun.
Yeah, probably.
Or you could call the Ghostbusters, the Zombie Busters.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that too. I think it'd be better than getting the shotgun because the zombie could actually be a kid, I guess, on Halloween.
Okay. What funny election story or political or...
Political?
Yeah. Or Halloween or scary stories do you want to share?
Stories? Do they have to be real?
No.
Because I had this thought. And
the ramen noodle is not meant to be taken seriously.
Thank you. See, with Halloween so close right before Election Day, I'm just imagining what would happen. And
I know where you're going.
And, you know, and I'm not making a political statement by saying this, but I think no matter who you are, it would be a little disconcerting if every person in line to vote were wearing Obama masks. Every single person. And so you walk up to line and everybody turns around and looks at you with those mask eyes. You know how it is. The expression doesn't change and the eyes are somewhere behind the mask, and they all just look at you. And
any kind of mask is scary.
It's true. It's true. So yeah.
You should dress up. You guys, listeners, if you happen to be listening to this before you go and vote, dress up as your favorite zombie politician. A zombie version of your favorite politician.
Dress up as your favorite zombie politician.
Vote zombie today. And then you'll be voting for, like, the candidate with the best rah, grunt or whatever.
We could always do the write-in candidates and vote for local animal celebrities. There's a town near here that has, what is it? Is it a dog or a cow? I forget. There's an animal mayor of a town near here.
What?
The town's name is Rabbit Hash. I mean, what do you expect?
This is Kentucky. Yeah, that there's a reason this is the saddest state in the union. It's not even a state.
Saddest.
Hey, a friend of mine is actually a colonel in Kentucky, and it's like
the colonel.
No, not
like
the colonel.
KFC.
No, not that kind of.
Not that kind of colonel.
This is Kentucky.
Oh, we have a chat room. Hi, chat room. I've been ignoring you and looking at the show notes.
300, which is a movie I hated. Okay, other scary things or weird things about elections is being around Halloween. It's not a good idea for political candidates to go campaigning the weekend before elections. They might knock on someone's door, say, "Hi, I'd like to ask for your vote." And the person on the other side, depending on their political party, is, "Take the candy and run."
Wow. Can that be? That's a soundbite for use in future episodes.
But seriously, they'll think, "Whoa, you look just like that scary guy on TV. Great costume."
That scary guy on TV. Hey, you're the one I'm not supposed to vote for. Everybody told me. I got mail and everything.
Are you the guy on all those postcards? And on the milk cartons? And in the post office? Vote for the guy on the postcards, not for the guy in the post office. Very important distinction there.
This write-in name is a wanted criminal. I don't think we can even process this ballot.
Right.
The other thing. Squirrel cricket.
Yeah, squirrel cricket. With Halloween being this time on Sunday. Halloween was on a Sunday here in the United States and elsewhere in this year of 2011 or 2010.
Whatever the heck
yes.
year this is.
I can imagine a lot of churchgoers wanting to dress up as biblical characters. And the Bible certainly has many biblical characters that people could dress up as for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
You could dress up as John the Baptist. After Herod beheaded him.
That's nice. Okay, wow.
They could dress up as one of the people that were destroyed in the flood. So they'd be like just a pile of body parts and fossils all mixed together.
Could dress up as a leper.
Yeah. That one's easy. Just put baby powder all over you. Unless
you
want
easier if you have leprosy.
Unless you want the police to come after you. I do not suggest dressing up as Adam and Eve before the fall.
No, please don't.
Also, you could dress up as that guy in it's either Kings or Chronicles, that was so fat that when he was stabbed with a dagger, he just absorbed the dagger.
See, that's actually a really good, like, that's the only good argument for being unhealthy and getting fat. So well, when people try to stab you, you're not as likely.
Except there was also Eli, the priest, who was so shocked by the death of his sons that when he fell off a fence, because he was a fence rider, he was riding on the fence, you know. So he fell over, and because of the weight, how fat he was from eating the fat of the sacrifices.
Fat.
He, the weight just crushed him, and he died because he was so fat.
Hope he didn't
pop. Look it up. It's in Samuel, one of the Samuels.
It sounds kind of like Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Eli sat on a wall. Humpty Eli had a great fall.
Terrible name.
All the prophet's horses and all the prophet's men couldn't put Eli together again.
Oh.
Yeah, so you could dress up as Eli, just kind of like a flattened out fat person.
A flattened out fat person. That's how I'm dressing for.
You could, tradition holds that John, the disciple, one of the disciples, was boiled to death. So you could dress up as a boiled John,
what? The disciple. You're disgusting. That's really gross, man.
You could dress up as a crucified Peter, which would be a little bit hard because you'd have to walk upside down.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to take this story somewhere else?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. To the trash can. No.
Shall we poop this story? Never mind.
Did you really just...
No, anyway, I didn't really just say that. I denounce all responsibility for the words that I may or may not have said.
Jenny suggests Queen Jezebel after she was eaten by dogs.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm not sure how you would really pull that one off.
You could go as Haman after he was hung on his own gallows, so his neck would be like significantly longer.
Because
it was a really tall gallows. I forget how tall it was. Maybe 12. No, not 12 feet, but it was tall. Really tall gallows.
Hmm. Suddenly, I just want to go to like meadows and mountains and various places that have nothing to do with morbid things or poop.
Okay. Take it back to the political side of things.
Okay.
Great campaigns.
Wow, you just made politics look good. Oh my gosh.
Great campaigns to run around this time when it's Halloween is like really scary music, and then the organ comes in and be like 1, 2, 3, and the count is there and he's counting and he's like, don't vote for this guy, and it's, he will bring torment on us.
Two politicians.
Yes. The count.
I think it would just be more like, elect Senator what's his name. He won't pass you by.
Have you been pooped on by other politicians? Elect Senator what's his name, and he won't poop on you.
I thought the point of a noodleism was to think of a different meaning when you hear the actual phrase, not to replace the phrase.
He won't pass on you. He won't pass gas on you.
You just like saying poop.
It's like the word that's instantly humorous sometimes. Just yell it out in a crowd. Just yell out, poop! Let's see how the crowd reacts.
I was going to do that at your wedding, but I didn't.
Thank you. I would have thrown you in the lake.
Yeah, probably would have.
The giant toilet.
It's not a giant toilet. It's a lake.
It's a lake.
It's a lake.
It's a lake, it's a lake, it's a lake, 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 it's a lake,
it's a lake, it's a lake, 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 it's a lake, it's a lake, it's a lake, 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 lake,
lake, lake, lake. Oh boy. And now we have a special word.
It's not poop. I think.
I'm Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Happy Halloween, you sissy wagons. It's time for another day of training. Today, I want to talk to you about your civil responsibility to vote. Don't let the political situation pass you by. It's time for you to get out there and make your own mess on America. No. It's time for you to make your mark on America. If you want this country to change, then it's your responsibility to go change it. So, go out there and vote. I don't give a sissy wagon's tail who you vote for. Just go out there, vote. It's your civic duty, and you need to do your duty. That's what Office Max is all about, is taking care of business. You should take care of your own business. So pick the person you're going to vote for. Pick either the handsome one, the scary one, the zombie candidate, whatever. Go out there, vote, because America is depending upon you. Do you want to be known as the poop of America? No, do not let this election pass you by. It's time that you take up your responsibility. Go out there and vote. And when you vote, just remember, Sergeant Packett is right there with you, making sure that you pass all of those hard questions and press all of those chads. Vote early, vote often.
Wow. Sergeant Packett's in rare form today.
I think he was motivated.
I think so. Maybe he should run for something.
Do you think so?
Yeah, like the hills or cover.
Run for the hills. Run for cover.
His life.
There goes my life. I'm going to go chase it. Although that's not the way Sergeant Packett sounds.
No, apparently.
Maybe as a little kid in pre-puberty, that's what he sounded like. You'd never know.
Oh.
He had this really high voice. And then puberty hits, and it's like,
and it's like, see, he's got the best, so maybe he should be elected.
Maybe. And apparently, you're scared of him.
Yeah, I think he's a zombie.
So he would make a great candidate for you to vote for.
Well, I wouldn't vote for him.
Oh.
Depends on what we're trying to vote on.
I don't know. Wouldn't you like a guy like that in office? You know, if you don't, if things don't go the way that he wants them to, he just tells the other candidates to drop and give him 20 or 50.
Mm.
He's going to clean up Washington by making people sweat and do push-ups.
Is he?
Wouldn't it be cool to see like all of Congress doing push-ups?
It would make a good commercial, if nothing else.
Yeah. Sergeant Packett there. I don't know, but I've been told. This bill's getting mighty old. Pass the bill.
Pass the bill. Wow.
Oh, it's time for us to get out of here.
Yeah.
Let this episode pass.
Yep. That's, you took the words right out of my mouth.
If you have some stories to share with us, send them to feedback@noodle.mx. That's feedback@noodle.mx, or call in to 859-353-4332 and leave a comment on the show notes at theramennoodle.com/52.
53. Yeah. And don't forget your stories about what you're doing or what you have done with your extra hour.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a giveaway. I forgot to mention this earlier.
What are we passing out?
We're going to pass some Tron posters.
Nice.
Yes. Tron is coming out on December 17. I got to go to a 20-minute preview.
And I heard about that. I did not understand the purpose of going to see 20 minutes of a movie.
Well, it's cult geek following. It's a cult classic. You know,
put
the original.
On the web, not on the theater screen.
People paid to go.
Oh my!
I'm a member of the press, so I get to go for free. And
wow!
Oh, I'm going to tell that story later. But anyway, I should have told that in the weekly update. We have some posters. And here's the thing. If you want to be entered in the contest for a poster, here's what you have to do. Subscribe to our newsletter. Go to noodle.mx and down at the bottom or the little mail icon on the right side, either place, subscribe to the newsletter. Enter your first name, optionally your last name, and your email address. And you will be entered automatically in the contest for the poster, a Tron poster.
What if you're already on the mailing list?
Then you're already qualified to win the poster.
Woot! Am I on the mailing list?
No, you're not.
Crap. I'm going to go sign up.
Chuck is on the mailing list.
Am I
Your mom's
eligible?
On the mailing list.
Oh, gosh.
No, but I might give you a poster anyway.
Yay!
You're a co-host.
Yay!
I might pass one to you.
Yeah. Can you just hand it to me?
So remember all of those things. Subscribe to the newsletter at noodle.mx. And I promise you, your privacy is important to me. I will sell your email address to the highest bidder immediately. No, I will not sell your email address. I got confused there. I was reading off the wrong script. And I will not spam you either. I sent my first email after several months of having the list going. I sent my first email last week. So I promise no more than one email per week unless I have to correct something.
Like if you said something wrong,
yeah, or
you were mean
said, crap
to your...
you subscribers, and it really meant oops, hello, Merry Christmas subscribers.
Oh, I meant correcting things in the lives of your subscribers.
Dear subscribers,
you're spending too much money on coffee. You need to dial that back a bit.
Yeah, you need to let that coffee pass. So remember, contact us. Share your stories about what you did or will do with your extra hour of daylight saving time. Share just any funny stories with us, your ramen noodle experiences, funny stories as a life amateur, and all of that. Feedback at noodle.mx, 859-353-4332. Please also remember to nominate the Ramen Noodle for the Comedy Award in podcastawards.com starting on November 7th. And we would really appreciate that. Jeremy, any other closing thoughts?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I want to remind you all that you can follow me and the whole Noodle Mix Network on twitter.com/theramennoodle.
And you can follow me at twitter.com/phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And I want you to remember that the next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing and remember that you are not the only one. Thank you for listening.
Ghostbusters! Ghostbusters!
Rusty hand.